No, that's not what chlamydia tastes like, for sure. No, wait. Is that chlamydia?
1, 2, 3, 4
Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
True that.
Bitch.
And it's Singles Day
for all the ladies. It's not Singles Day.
It is for me. Every day is Singles Day for Panda, okay? That's where we are at in my life. But it's been an interesting few weeks. Like, we've had a lot of at bats with this dating gig. I'm not dating. It's not called dating. I'm not dating. I think
Amanda
dating
is trying to let me tell him. It's you're trying to venture
tell
out
about my vagina.
Yeah, you're trying to venture out because you're not in a relationship anymore, mm-hmm. and you were healing, and mm-hmm. now you've hit the point to where you kind of want to explore the dating apps. But then when you get on the dating apps, you're like,
date.
I don't want to fucking date.
Yeah.
But then when you find a chick that's kind of into it, you're like, fuck, I want to fuck her. You know, mm-hmm. that's where you're at. That's
interesting
where you're at.
Explanation.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy too? It's like, yeah, I don't want to date because I think that consists on going on dates.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Unless
but,
they buy you sushi, you're good with it.
I like buy my own sushi. You know
what
I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
I take my best friend on a date. Like, I don't know. For me, yeah, I truly am in a different situation. I feel a lot of women who are my age, I hate to generalize, I really do because it's not what I'm about, are looking for, it's almost like a split ship. You have the ones that are like looking for They're one. They're looking for their life partner. They're looking for their companion. I don't give a shit if it's to have kids, to not have kids, to settle down on your little fucking commune, your little house. I don't give a shit. But a lot of them are looking for that. I think right now I'm reaching an era and my fucking TikTok algorithm is just like packed full of a lot of women who are like, yeah, we could go without a man, actually, until we die. We just, you know, no thanks. Like, I'd rather live with my friends and fuck a man when I need to. I'm in that era right now. You know, it's hard some days because I'm like, oh, men are trash. And then other days I'm like, yeah, but we like them. You know what I mean? That's also how I feel about having a dog right now. I'm like, oh, I really want one. Oh, that's a lot of work. And we're just not ready for that. And so for me, I feel like I'm in this in-between stage because I'm not looking to date you. I'm not looking. And that's actually, I made a Hinge profile just because I'm trying to fuck around and find out. I was like, I'm fucking bored. And I was like, women mostly. And I hate this. I really do hate this. That like most of my interactions, all but I would say two, are boring. Yeah. And I hate to use that word because I don't think I'm boring. I know I'm not boring.
You sound like more fucking Maura.
I know. That was my influence.
Oh, okay.
But these bitches be boring, bro.
You would like tell me a story about a girl and then I'd be like, show me her. And then you show me. And I want you to start this off of kind of where this started of how you're like, Val, I'm going on a date next Thursday.
Fuck and that bitch.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to say. I want to go into this because it's fucking good.
Fuck that bitch.
And so you were like, I'm going on a date next Thursday.
I'm going
and
on
I was
a
like,
date next
oh,
Thursday.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
And you were like, it's a
She's
woman.
So cute, I thought. Ooh. Objectively. She's an older lady. She's an older guy. 43.
And okay, well, I'm going to say 45.
Oof.
And she likes to plant flowers.
She's adorable.
And I showed everyone at work that you were going to do that, like Cecilia. Not what Fuck that yeah. means is like
I was
Cecilia
stoked
and Mo.
I'll put that
That's
bitch on
that
list.
Means.
Like,
yeah.
For sure. Her name's Erin. Her name was Erin. And I was so stoked to meet her because she was kind of interesting. And I remember I don't know what everybody else is doing on those fucking apps, but like, I'm a marketer. So we got to convert. We got to get off the main platform. We got to drive them back to our own platform. So the second I can, I drive them either to my Snapchat or to my text message. I take them back to my own platform. Okay. And I get to control the media. So that's what I typically do. And her and I were fine. I don't give my number to everybody, but if I don't fucking like you, I block you. I move on. If I don't fucking like your snaps, I fucking unfriend you, unfollow. Like, it's not a big deal for me. Good luck. Goodbye. And so I was like, we're getting along. We're vibing. And she keeps dropping these little hints. And she even asked, she's like, are you single? I was like, bitch, yes. But I'm like, ready for
I
you.
I promise. Cross
I was
my
like,
fingers.
Yes. And she was like, I was like, are you? because she had a ring in her picture, and she was like, "Me and my husband." What? Ooh, it got so good. Mm.
You didn't tell me this part.
This is how I know, because I saved it for the podcast. But it's also so yummy, and I was like, interested. Sign me up. She was like, "I'm married. Me and my husband have a very open relationship with a lot of respect, and we do not intermingle each other's partners. We do not do that. So you're not going to meet him. He's not going to meet you. Like, I don't meet any of his things." And so she's like, "But I do, like, I love women. And so you're my vibe." And I was
like, "She wants to plant flowers with you."
I was like, "Plant my flower. I will plant my flower too. Let's plant flowers. That sounds lovely, Aaron. I'll pay to plant the flowers, bitch. Yeah. I'll take you on that planting flower day. I don't give a
cut
fuck.
Cut a rose for you."
Anyway, fine. I was like, "Oh, dude, she looked like she got a rich lady vagina, dude."
That's exactly what she texted me. She goes, "I'm telling you right now, she looks rich, like she has a rich
pussy right here."
Because my comment was,
"Eagle Idaho pussy."
I literally said this quote. I said, "I know that, like, what you're going for is, like, when you guys would date older men, but I don't think it's the same thing." And this might be really controversial, but, like, I don't think it's the same thing to date a 45-year-old woman to date a 45-year-old man. And she was like, "Nah, she looks like she has a rich vagina."
She got a rich bitch pussy.
And I was like, "Oh, shit, maybe she got a fucking vagina facial. I don't fucking know." Mm-hmm. Like, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah, that her husband paid for.
Fucking whatever keeps you happy, honey. Honestly, you get so bored with all your money. Yes. So I was like, "Oh, absolutely. I'm going to meet this gal." And I was like, "You know what? Text me." And I give her my phone number. And she goes, "I prefer not to exchange numbers until we meet and we vibe."
Oh, what a
bitch. And I was like, "Okay, like, all right, I feel you, whatever. I'm just gonna leave it right here for you, though." Like, yeah. Okay. I was like, "I get that." And she was like, "Yeah, I'm usually free these days," or whatever. And I was like, "Hey, so are you free?" You know, and she made it sound like I'm free Wednesday or Thursday. And I was like, "Oh, fuck, I got volleyball on Thursday, but I can make it happen before volleyball. Like, I got this." Okay.
You see how she rearranges her schedule?
I fucking was like, "I want to meet this girl, dude."
And not
like,
when we need to do
I
shit.
I hate that this part of my bisexuality literally brings out the mask in me. Yes. So bad. I get so, like, fucking cis man when it comes. Yeah. I'm like, "What's up?" Like, I just think terrible things in my head. It's not like about murdering or anything, but just about, like, "God, she looks so good this way on my face." Like, you know, I just get so, like,
"She has a rich
pussy." She got a rich white lady pussy. Like, I say just like, "Amanda." I'm like, "God, you're terrible."
You're like, "Amanda."
It's like this alter ego in my fucking head that's just like Jamal.
You're
just
like Sasha
nasty.
Fierce
oh,
for
fuck.
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, we gonna fuck her left, aren't we? Yes, we is, bitch. Like, I'm like, "Stop. Oh, my God." I'm gonna, like... Anyways, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the rich white lady pussy ranch. Fucking meow. Anyways, I'm fucking talking to this bitch. She's like, "Well, I'm free Wednesday, Thursday." So I was like, "All right, Thursday, I hit it before volleyball," because, like, and I'm not trying to hit it. I'm trying to literally meet her. And just, I was like,
"Yeah,
this bitch needs to meet me." And she'd be like, "Ah." So she turns down my phone number. I'm like, "All right." And I was like, "All right, hey, I can make Thursday. You want to just meet for, like, a late lunch at, like, 4 o'clock at the village? Or what part of town are you in?" She's like, "I'm in this part." I was like, "Okay. Want to do the village? Like, everyone's out there. We're safe." And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, 4 o'clock, you know, I got a volleyball game at, like, you know, at 7:45. So it should be good. Like, whatever. And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Perfect." And so, and we kept chatting through that. And I was like, "Great. So get everything arranged." And the day comes.
That
and I'm
means
like,
get her kids watched.
Yeah, get my kids watched. Like, "Dad, okay." And then I was like, "Plus, I don't like taking volleyball games anyway." So I was like, "This works out perfectly. Boom. Got it. I look great. Did my hair, washed my hair." So I got that outfit, got going. And it's about, like, you know, 2 o'clock. So I'm like, "All right, I got to start my hair and makeup." And so I started doing, like, my hair and shit. And we had chatted that morning. And I went and dropped the kids off at school, all this shit. I come back. I'm doing my hair. I'm like a third of the way through my hair. I open up the fucking app. Bitch, nowhere to be found. And I was like, "I'm sorry, what?" I'm going to exit out of that. What? I'm like, "Okay." I go back in. Bitch unfriended me. And I was like, I literally thought this whole fucking, I said, that clearly was an accident. And I pulled up a profile and I said, "What steps do I need to follow to unfold?" Oh, no. No, this was on purpose. That's like three fucking intentional clicks. This bitch. bitch. Like, and right before, and so the conversation we're having that morning, I wake up and I'm like, fuck yeah, today we're gonna meet. And then she said, if we hit it off, just come over and hang out with me on Friday. My husband's out of town.
Oh.
Must say less. I was like, I am free for that. Yeah. So it was a fucking, dude, it was a slam dunk.
But like, why would she offer that?
Why? We were vibing. I was like, okay, whatever. And so the morning of too, she was like, you know, she's into voyeurism. She likes getting watched. And I was like, dude, I fuck with that. Like, I'm whatever. She goes, do you have other friends? And I was like, no, but I can find some. Like, give me 5 minutes. I'll find somebody who can fuck both of us. It's okay. And she's like, yeah, because I'm super into that. And I was like, cool, kitty. Like, whatever, float your boat. And she's like, what are you into? And I was like, well, little this, little that. Just depends. We can talk about it over lunch. Like, I literally was... Sometimes I'm into just like literally making out. And literally the other day I went and bought a new vibrator because I was like, I'm about to fuck. Like, I need a vibrator. I'm freaking out right now. And there was a machine on there. The sex machines, the fuck machines. Remember when I bought a fuck machine? They went up. They're like $1,400 now.
Oh.
So I will fuck with a dual dildoed fuck machine, or we can just make out on your couch. Really, I'm quite the spectrum. I don't care. It's like whatever you're into, I'll try. Yeah. And so... yeah, I left that open. I was like, oh, it'll just meet over lunch. And then bitch unfollowed
me. That's kind of weird.
I was like,
why make the effort to talk all that time? Why do all that? Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be like, fuck, bitch. Like, okay, something clearly happened and she's clearly bad at communicating or boundaries or something. I don't know. That was a miss. I was like, I didn't misread that. She's
unless her and her husband are not open and he found something.
Yeah, she just maybe wanted to scratch an itch, see if I converted. And I was literally, and I've noticed that. Like, I'm pretty quick to be like, hey, yeah, text me. And then I'm pretty quick to be like, you want to hang out or not? Like, you want to, what do you want to do or not? And it's not pushy. I'm just like, I don't know. You want to go for a walk and a coffee or no? Because if you're not, I'm good.
You did say that, yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, I just want to talk. But a lot of the women on there are very boring. And I hate to say that. But they're boring. And the conversation is like pulling fucking teeth. And I'm like, I'm throwing out good, good shit. I am original on this. You're like, hey, queen. Like, I'm trying to make you very comfortable and also very complimentary. Like, there was a Samoan chick on there. I went on there and I was like, hey, and I like spit some. I literally went to Google Translate and I was like, how to say hello. And you know what I mean? And she was like, oh my God, are you Samoan? And I was like, no, but. I fucking love Drew Afuelo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just fucking throwing out gold here.
I don't think you can do that. Like, I don't think that's like...
It'd be like someone saying, hola. And they'd be like, are you Hispanic? They'd be like, no, but I saw that you were. And that's important to you because she blasted on her profile.
Oh, shit.
I was like, that's clear. She's proud of her fucking shit. She's cute.
Speaking of women being boring.
Ugh,
stuff,
I hate it.
So I was talking with somebody.
It's sad.
I
feel misogynistic saying
it. I know. And so... he was telling me he was in his feels. I was like, what's wrong with you, bro? And he's just like, dude, like, girls are rough, man. And I was telling him, I was like, hey, don't feel bad. My best friend Amanda is out there fucking on the dating apps trying to talk to girls and they don't answer. They ghost her. She has good stuff. And they're just like, yeah. And
leave me on red. Don't ever respond
to a date. Like, okay. And he was like, well, shit, that does make me feel better because he's a genuine guy.
Yeah.
And he's really trying to get to know these girls. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's like, here's my dick pic. It's not like that. No, seriously, that's not like what he's doing.
Ew, yeah.
And he also went on a date with our friend and she said he was the most genuine. Like, she adores him.
Yeah. But and she's not looking for that right now. Yeah.
And so he goes, I honestly don't even know what I'm looking for, to be honest. Mm. He's like, but it feels like I have to take it personal at this point. I'm like, no, dude, please don't take it personal. You know, I was trying to keep it positive, but I did use you as an example.
Yeah, so for sure. No, and like, even with the guys, bro.
Guys,
like,
are easy, though.
Guys, like, are so easy. Yeah. And B always says, he's like, I love watching you fucking flounder with women. You get so, like, green when just, like, I don't know what to do. Like, oh, my God. Like, she makes me so nervous. Especially if it's a real pretty girl. Or if it's like, oh, my gosh. If it's a mask, you know, stud that I'm like, oh, my God. Like a ruby rose. I'm just, like, tripping over myself. He's like, because you eat men for breakfast. Like, I'm just like, fucking pull. cold. Like, but women, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah. I was so excited for that date too. I was like, I'm gonna be so fucking pretty and I'm gonna wow the fuck out of her. And like, I can't wait to rub her feet. Like, I was just like, and just tell her how beautiful she is and then go down on her. Like, for like an hour. I was just floating. I'd already envisioned our sexcapades like 3 months down the road. I was like, this bitch is taking me to fucking Jamaica. Like, I know this bitch is gonna, oh yes. Because she's rich. That's where rich people go. I don't fucking know. Anyways, I had already envisioned us, okay? And it just was like, what? And so I'm talking to another chick right now, you know, and she's a vibe. I hope to meet her soon, which is great. But like,
maybe she'll come to our event. So can you go into the guy?
100%, 100%. Yeah. She's coming to our event. Yeah. She thinks we're cool and funny. Yeah. So mostly me, but also you. No, but I think.
Is that what she said?
She said me mostly. She didn't say anything about you, actually. Because I wasn't talking about you.
Well, she's not trying to fuck me.
Is she not trying to fuck you? It's fine. But no, we were very straightforward. She's like, what are you after? I'm like, bitch, what are you after? Like, this is what I'm after. Like, and I'm straightforward with that too when people ask. And so, like, we can make a hop, skip, and a jump. Because, yeah, I'm still like, I'll swipe on a guy. Hell yeah. Like, I run the market. Like, it's just super fun. And it's just fish in a barrel at that point, mm-hmm. to where it gets so boring. Here's the thing, where I'm also the protagonist and the antagonist. Because I'm like, ew. Like, but I will tell you, if I like a guy, I'm very selective. If I like him.
Just like the ugly 20-year-old?
I will. Oh, bro. Oh, you gotta cut that.
Why? Amanda! This is Real Talk Sundays, and if I can't be my authentic self, then get on or get off. I'm just saying.
Oh, fuck. So that's the thing is, like, if something...
Don't put your shit out there.
Dude, if something catches my eye, catches my ear, whatever, catches my clit, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to engage... Until they leave me on red. I'm like, I will tell you right now, I'm usually always the last touch because I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I'll kick it out there. And I work very hard not to be boring. And so, yeah, it's a lot. And immediately if we're like vibing, because I don't have notifications set up on that dating app. I'm not going to do that. And so if it's somebody I'm like, yeah, he's a vibe. I'll be like, hey, do you have a snap? No snap. Okay, text me. And we'll we'll chat a little bit more and then I'll be like, okay, text me. And so, yeah, we'll take him right off the app. And immediately, the first guy, oh, I hate myself sometimes. God, I hate that unconsciously and subconsciously. I have a type. I was scrolling. This was the first daddy I saw. I was like, oh, fuck, he's fine. I was like, yep. I go back and actually read his profile. Biz, he's 5'8". I was like, okay, we can make that work. That's okay. Like, ooh, but he's so fine. Like, oh, God. He was so fine. And we're texting, we're chatting. He comes right out of the gate with it. I was like, yeah, for be real, I'm just trying to fuck around, right? And he's like, okay, great, me too. We go to text message. So it was like, hey. And I was like, oh, hey, daddy. And he was like, dick pic. And I was like, okay, warranted. Not unsolicited, warranted. I mean, I guess. And it was beautiful dick. It was a great dick. And I was like, yep, sounds great. I remember I used to have so many dicks in my phone, Val. Oh, my God.
I remember.
I used to have so many dicks in my phone. Now it's dangerous. I can't have those dicks on my phone.
Yeah.
My children watch YouTube videos on my phone. Yeah. Like, delete, delete. You know, but like after I show you, I'm like, okay.
She was showing me the other day. I was like, girl. Was like, bro, I just am not into that. Like, I don't know how to say it.
That's the
loud.
Thing that gets me is like, God, I'm so painfully bisexual. I fucking hate it because I literally get like, ooh, that's a good dick. It is the same way. Like, I was so excited to meet that guy as I was that girl. And it just fucking hangs me up. Like, huh, me. Anyways, so like, yeah, boom, dick pic. And then the next one out of the gate is this guy who was super aloof and like really, what does aloof mean? But super just on a veil, like really, ooh, he was very interesting. And that's why I kept hanging on because I was like, it's like fucking fly fishing right now. Yeah. I'm literally like, is he gonna find, like, keep it on the skim of the water? And then I had a couple other guys in the basket and like, dick pic. I'm like, okay, gosh. I didn't really meet up with any of the other ones because it came off a little violent. So I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to do that, but I definitely need to fuck somebody who's not my ex, and I need to do it soon. And so we were just out and about. I was feeling myself, though.
We were
like,
downtown. What were we doing?
We went to a concert.
We met our people we're going to have the event with.
Yeah,
we're
going to have an event.
Networking, great night. And then
super
he
fun.
Hit you up while we were out. And
we were out
like,
about. We started
it.
Talking again. I was like, hey, guys, he lives 12 minutes from here. how are we feeling? And they're like, actually, we're just going to get another drink and I think we're good to go home. I was like, great. Can you drop me off 12 minutes from here?
So Kayla, like, the ride or die bitch that she is, drove her to this house.
This is when you know you got real bitches. They were like, absolutely. Like, we will deliver you to his front door.
We will pick you up in the morning.
I was like, gosh, we have evolved, haven't we? And I was like, all right. So I'm like, all right, we're going to head on over. And he was like, okay. And it was the super aloof guy. He was the one who I was just like, gosh, you know, this is fucking nuts. We go over, we pull up to his house, and he actually lived in an old neighborhood that I used to live in growing up, which like made me reminisce all the times. So I literally was driving down that street and I was like, I remember all those parties I used to throw and all the times I used to just fuck in the pool and like and throw parties and jump off the roof and God. Ah, oh, what a good vibe. And so we go to his house. I'm going to put this motherfucker on blast right now. He's an artist. Okay. And like, I've never fucked an artist before. And I fucked him. Well, I guess the music side, you know, Crawford's an artist.
He's an artiste.
Yeah. He's of a craft. Yeah. This guy's a straight up artist. And not just a, oh, yeah, I spray paint on the side and I sell my work on the corner of the street artist. Like, I'm talking like, he's an artist. And like, he'd shown me some of his work and I like stalked him, of course, on social media. I'm not a psycho. He's walking blind. But yeah, I stalked this guy. I was like, ooh, he cute. He's 6'4". Like, And so we show up in like his studio's on display.
You could see it. Like, it was you like can the see lighting. It through,
oh my God.
And so I was looking at it. I was like, ooh, wow, this is nice.
This house is a vibe.
And then I took a picture of his license plate and I had his address and I said, we have kids. I was yelling that out the window, you're right, we got kids.
But also I told him when I walked out, I was like, just so you know, like three people know where I'm at right now and I'm very loved. And he was like, okay, yeah, no, for
right
sure.
When
like,
he,
okay.
Right when he opened the door and we were driving off and I looked at Kayla, I was like, he's not as skinny as he was in his pictures.
Yeah.
And I texted him out of that. Which is fine. He had a dad bod and he's not a dad. It's fine. I just thought it was funny.
I will say, when we both discovered that, when we both crossed that threshold of like, oh, you got a mom bod, and I was like, oh, you got a dad bod, we're like, we fucking, like, it just was like the comfort level and like the, almost the expectation left a little bit to where it was like, oh, okay, we can just be our chunky little selves and then we can have a great time. And so I really, really liked that because I definitely showed up with like fucking Spanx on, dude. I was slapped in that getup. I was like, hi, like, hello. And I was like really feeling myself. My makeup was on point, my hair done. And I, that house was a fucking vibe. I was like, I literally feel truly, I was wearing these shoes in fact. I literally feel like I walked in. Like, I don't even know, like, Laverne and Shirley, like, had a fucking joint in my ear, and I was like, hey, nice digs, you know, show me around, got any snacks, like, I fucking rolled in at, what, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I was like, wow, nice house, like, I don't know, I just felt like,
kind of like Pretty Woman,
I fucking rolled, you got a nice house, oh, so you're good at art, and like, we were just walking around, he's got the batch pad, super sexy. I'm like, do you want to smoke? He's like, no, not right now. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to. Do you want me to smoke? And I can lie to Jay. I'm a couple cocktails deep. He's like, hey, like, so you know, I took some sleeping aids because I've been trying to sleep. And so I'm trying to go to bed later so I can stay up later because my creativity is like later in the evenings. And I was like, bro, I took 4 cocktails. I'm smoking a Jay. It's me or you. Whoever's going out first, it might be me. Like, so super coy about it. But I will say, like, talking with him was interesting. I could tell he started to loosen up a little bit when he found out I'm not a crazy bitch and I'm actually pretty low key. But we were just talking about his art and like, I was just very curious about him. And I was genuinely like, fuck, you're fascinating. And he's like, thanks. I was like, okay. But he was honestly humble about it. And I was like, you are insanely talented. He's like, thank you. But like, his house was a vibe. And so we cut the shit. We're like, we're hanging out. We go from the downstairs area to the outdoor loft to the upstairs loft to this. And then I walk into his bedroom and his fucking bed. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sleep. Like, oof. That's why I get nervous.
Forget fucking, baby.
That looks comfy. That bed looked comfy. And it was. And he was like, and here's the bathroom. Like, here's the other bathroom. You can use the bathroom downstairs. You can put the bathroom over here. I was like, fucking, okay, fine, chill. And we started, you know, we started snuggling, which I totally loved. was super great. And I don't sleep with tall guys. Like,
yeah, you always have I the can't remember. Yeah.
I always have them short kings. I'm always the big spoon. And I just was nice to be a true literal little spoon. Oh, he was like, whoop. And I was like, oh, I'm just so little. And like, we were at a concert that day and I bought a fucking t-shirt and I brought it over. I was like, I brought my own t-shirt to sleep
porkable,
in.
Porkable, Dying Famous, shout out.
Porkable. That's the front and Dying Famous on the back. And he's like, fucking okay. And it was great. He was such a good kisser because he was like, you're a good kisser. And he's like, I'm just following your lead. And I was like, I know. But it was just nice to have a good kisser because that's my biggest thing. Like, my nips are on my lips. So I'm like, I have to have that or I'm out. And he showed up for that, which I was super excited for. And yeah, it didn't go down on me, which I was like, okay. But I beat him to the punch because I was like, I want to see. Like, I need to see this dick. Like, please, please, please. But he's half... Can I say that? I don't know. Fuck it. Nobody knows who he is.
Uncircumcised?
Well, that too, but also like half black. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Like I was just like, ooh, yes. And it was showed up too. It was a beautiful uncircumcised dick. I was super stoked about it. And I remember giving him great head and being like, fuck. My slut ass didn't bring a fucking condom. And I don't like that. I don't like putting the onus on them because it is also my choice. But I was like, please, 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 please. And I was like, do you have a condom? And he was like, yes, of course. I was like, fucking yes. Like, oh my God. Cause that would have been so dick. And I would have had to do that because mm-hmm. I can't right now. Mm-hmm. Which my slut ass did the next morning. No glove. Like I was like, no, we friends now. Like fucking do it.
It makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense because I'm a twisted bitch. Yeah. But in that moment I had morals and I was like, I'm not fucking you without a condom. And like he was snuggling me and like trying to get in my pants. I was like, I cannot kiss. I'm not gonna fuck you. I haven't even kissed you. I haven't even figured out a kisser yet. And he's like, oh, okay. But then we had that moment where we both took off our shirts and we were both like, all right, like we both look great, but we're both not where we were. Like, yeah. Let's show up for this. And we had a great time. And when I say we, I mean me. Because I truly feel, because Kayla even asked me, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're going to grade him, where would you grade him? I was like, honestly, he was a lazy lover. Like, he was very entitled and very lazy. But it was a great date. So I had a great time because I know what I'm doing. And I came prepared for it. And I was very excited to be mm-hmm. there.
You
and
just needed a reset.
I needed a reset. Yeah. That room was a vibe. I literally was like, I hope he has this on camera right now. Like, this is insane, the shit I was whipping out. He was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, you're welcome. And like, I was like, I give him a C+ because like, when I was like, bend me over. And he like bends me over. And the timing, I was like, what the fuck? But the bed was that like purple bed.
Yeah.
So it didn't have like the pushback, like a traditional mattress. It was kind of like a waterbed vibe. So you really had to like, you didn't have no any pushback or momentum. So I was like, wait, fucking sit down. Like, I was just like, I got it. It's fine.
Never mind.
Whatever. And it was just a great time. We had a wonderful time. We passed the fuck out, right? And but I was like cardio, bro. I was glistening.
But here's my thing, though. And like 45 minutes. I said this in the car when I picked you up. And you're like, it was so great. This was great. And I'm like, but then you said you didn't come.
Oh, this is the best because I fucking lied. And I hope this fool's not listening because he asked me if I did. And I said, like 3 times. No, bitch. I didn't. But I had a great time. There was a part two where I was kind of close. I will say I was kind of close.
Dude, but like, why? What's the point of putting in all that work?
I don't know. Riddle me that. I just wanted to see if I could show it to you. But yeah, it was to a point too where it's like, oh.
Coming from, who is that?
Nobody. My baby daddy. My baby daddy. I think that was a butt dial because he just hung up. Yeah. Anyways.
Just saying, I'm a lazy lover in general. You are a pillow princess. That. I will quote
You're
that.
You're a fucking
lazy
pillow
lover,
princess.
But
so
not,
am I, ironically.
But I'm not going to have sex without that. You won't catch me doing it.
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong. Here's the thing is our vaginas are built
really
different.
Really, are you on your phone?
No, I'm... Whoa. I just put a silent on because I'm respectful.
But
if
I'm just
I
saying
it
should be on silent anyways, but... My point is, I don't know how... Again, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Well, because, I can't remember a time where I've come vaginally. Haven't we had this talk? I'm like so clitorally inclined. Yeah, I'm so oral. I think that's also why I'm like max oral, and I'm super excited to fuck a chick because I'm like oral city.
Right, right, right. So like if someone was going down on you, that's when you would come.
For like an hour, probably. Unless they were really good.
What's wrong with you? You need to get tested.
My clit's built different, okay?
Well, maybe it'll be different now.
No, we had a whole talk about vaginas. This is not news. A lot of women are like that. I have to have a mechanical something. I have to have a vibrate, for sure. And the more studies have shown, the more you use that, the less sensitive your clitoris is going to be.
I wish someone has me. Just the camera working with me being like...
But I'm telling you right now, is for me... The only time I ever remember coming when somebody was going down on me is when the perfect boyfriend went down on me and he camped down there for a fucking hour, bro. And he even gave me this whole speech before he like laid me down. He was like, I need you to just open yourself up to receiving. You bet your ass I fucking stole that. I was like, I'm going to tell that to every bitch. Like, open yourself up to receiving. Like, just be present with me. I'm here for it. You know, it is what it is. And I just remember being like, holy shit. But it took him a while to get there. And moving forward, he just brought in a vibrator and put it under while he was also going down on me. And I was like, this is it, buddy. But like, I love the vibrator while I'm getting fucked. I love dual while I'm getting, oh, God.
That's insane to me.
Yep. There, don't get me wrong. There's been times where I've literally thought I've squirted. And that was the thing, too, is like I was reverse cowgirl riding him with my leg bent out. And he was hitting a spot. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's when I was like, oh, my God, if we keep doing that, I'm going to be close. But my fucking legs were on fire. I was like, oh my God, I was fucking working out. I'm sore. Like, I was going for it. And I could have. And I think that's why he thought I came, because I soaked his ass and I was close. But no cigar, man.
But maybe when you fuck a girl, it might be different.
Maybe, because dude, I'm a fucking mental. And the whole time I was like, it's okay. We're good. Like, it's okay. We're sweaty. You know, you're having my fucking head the whole time.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I'm like, you know, that looks good. I'm just trying to be just so present. And I'm like, and I'm fucked up too. And I was tired. I was like, okay. But I had a great time. It did feel good. But yeah, no finale. But he had a great time too. So good for him. I get up. We crash out, right? And I was trying not to fall asleep because I was like, I'm going to snore. I'm going to fart. Like, we had that last drink before we went over. Yeah. I've been eating so clean because my stomach issues and like all this shit. Drinking water, staying hydrated, working out. Like, I've been on my shit. And I've been on a journey. And that last fucking drink at that rooftop bar, I drank it. And I was like, oh, and we were en route and my stomach was foogy. It was like, mm. I was like, oh no. And it went away. I was like, okay, we're good. And it made it through. And right around 5:45 in the morning, I was like, please don't fall asleep. Like, every time I fell asleep, I was like, and then he even asked me straight up, he's like, do you snore? I was like, yeah, I do for sure. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I'm just not going to fall asleep. I fucking died. That bed was so cozy. Them sheets were so soft. I was like, oh my God.
Do you think that's why he's ghosting you? Because he smells.
Oh, bitch, probably. The last one married me. This one ghosted me. I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. And so I wake up, my stomach's like, and I was like, I woke up because I almost was going to fart. And I was like, oh my God. And I like wake up and he's like, and I was like, okay, oh my God. And he, by me, there's a fucking skylight in his room. The birds are chirping. It's like magical. Just, I was like, oh my God, this place is even sexier in the light. When does that even work? I wake up and I was like, okay, I'm going to use one of his six fucking bathrooms. And I go downstairs and I blow my brains out in his downstairs bathroom, dude. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't fucking judge.
Dude, I had to. Bro, I did. He's listening, watching. I had to. I was, oh my God, I didn't want to shit in your bed. Like, what am I going to do? Sweat? No way. Clean myself up. Like, rinsed my teeth out. Put a piece of gum in my mouth. Went upstairs. And I was like, chapstick on my lips. I was like, oh my God.
Bridesmaids when she puts her makeup on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking absolutely. Yeah. My hair's all coiffed, right? And I'm wearing my big t-shirt, a 2X t-shirt that I fucking, because I didn't have 3X. But, like, we wake up, like, 3 hours later. We kind of doze off, right? Yeah. 8 o'clock. We're in the morning, and I'm like, yeah, dude. I text you, and I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Here, come get me. And then I was like, wait, I kind of want to fuck
this
again
is
in the morning.
This is the bitch that she is. Can you come get me? And I'm like, yeah, man, let me get dressed. So I put a bra on, fucking talking to Kayla. Wait, do you want to come or not? And then she's like, I actually, like, could you wait a little bit? You inconsiderate motherfucker. Like, no, I'm coming now.
Can you make like 10 or 11?
So I literally, want to fuck him again. Like, no, I have somewhere to be today. So I get dressed.
I have my nephew's shit at 11 or whatever.
So then I was like, I'm getting gasoline and then I will be there. And she's like, let me know when you're like 15 minutes away. So I, like, did.
Oh, okay, okay.
I took my time.
Up. I was like, okay, okay. He's waking up anyways. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, like, wake the fuck up. I gotta go soon. And we like are waking up, right? Super casual. I was like, oh my God, the fact that you get to wake up like this. Like, let's just be grateful because it was such a vibe. I woke up and I was like, like, and we just like, yeah, we started kissing in the morning. He's not really a morning kisser. I was like, okay, I
probably because your breath smelled like his dick.
No, I put my gum. That's okay. Can we circle back around to that? Because I just remembered when I whoop came back. No, for real. There's a whole episode in Sex and the City about this. You know how I feel about it. Let's get it out there, okay? Like, I truly am going to suck your dick and then come kiss you again. I like making out while we're fucking. I love mouth on mouth. I love all that shit. And I am offended when I come up and you're like,
yeah, because it's your dick.
It's your dick. Yeah. Like, you're welcome. And I just, and that's the thing is, like, the Sex and City episode where this Miranda meets this fool at Overeaters Anonymous or something, no, Weight Watchers or some shit. And he's eating her out and he's got fucking glaze, right, all over. And he comes up to kiss her and she's like so repulsed by her own taste. Like, oh my God.
You better drink more water, bitch.
Yeah, that's on you then, honey. Yeah. Fuck that. Like, I've never not liked my own taste, but I remember one time when I was younger, I was like, okay, we gotta drink more water. Like, we gotta take better care of ourselves. But no, I get kinky with it for sure, but I taste great, so whatever. But if it is like that, I'll also do the move where I take my hand and I wipe their mouth off real fast and I just take care of it for him. Like, we're not gonna make a big deal out of this. You're but he literally was like, I was like, oh no. And he did kiss me after that because I was like, we're not doing, no. Like, no, we're not gonna play that game. But in the morning, wasn't about it. But I truly feel like that's, you can't do that. I don't think that's a thing. Do you do that?
I'm not sure.
If she goes down on you for a long time and you got your own pussy juice all over her face and she comes up to kiss you, are you like, babe, no?
It depends if I'm drunk or not.
There's so many fucking people out there. You're such a bitch, dude. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to be authentic or not?
I just want you to be less selfless in the bedroom for your fiance.
I'm sorry for my authenticity.
I'm sorry. I'm real, okay?
Yeah, if it depends.
Fuck that.
I'd say, let me fucking talk if you're going to ask me a question. I'd say, you know, I don't like to say all of the, I don't like to go into this, but I would say I am definitely evolved since day one.
Good for you.
Thanks so much. I'm saying like,
I hope the evolution continues.
Babe, can you back me on this? I've evolved.
She's evolved. I'm going to drop but my fuck machine right here for you. But isn't that what
we're
supposed
to
do?
We're all supposed to grow.
Yes.
So in the beginning, absolutely not. I'd be like, ill, no, I was Miranda in Sex and the City.
What is that, though? Why? Tell me that. Because I truly can't. Because I've liked my shit since day one. I even remember, too, being like, oh, my God.
I don't know. You have to
And then
think,
I was like, I got to
think of how you love my teeth. You know what I mean? And I'm, like, weird about, like, my mouth. And
you're weird about your mouth? And you don't want your vagina juice in your mouth?
No, when you say it like that, but I'm saying when you're younger, you don't really, like, think that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, now I'm like, yeah, no, that's not an issue.
You know what made me try
Do
my
you get
own
what
taste?
I'm saying,
Porn.
Though?
I was like, oh, I gotta try. Yeah, I will say, I will never suck my ass juice off of anything. No, sir. I will not do that.
But it's
I
your asshole. Never. Why not?
That's your asshole.
What's the difference?
It's completely different juices.
I'm just saying that.
Completely different juices.
Saying.
Completely different cavities. Completely different canals.
I'm kidding.
Like.
But honestly, no, I've evolved for sure. I mean, I think it's just learning like what you're into and what you're not into. And, you know, trying to be
but
less.
You don't like it. It's not a thing. Does it turn you off? Like.
It doesn't turn me off, but it doesn't turn me on. Just like halfway.
Interesting.
It's like whatever.
Dude, especially if you're able to make me go from that. Oh my God, what? Get at it. Like, no way. It's my own jam. Like, I don't know.
But like I said, I've evolved.
Good for you. That's all I'm proud I can of you. Say. Continue that evolution. Don't stop. But growing.
All I can say is, don't can you finish growing. The don't story of when I picked you up? Thanks.
Oh yeah. So we definitely fuck in the morning, and that's the thing too. Is like we were getting so cozy, and I was like, oof, yeah. No, I want to hit one more time before I go. Just see where we're at. Round out the edges here. See if my C+ is correct, and it was. And I did all the work in the morning too, but I looked great in the morning. And the thing was, is like he, yeah. Lazy lover, but also I was like, I didn't even think, this is how fucked I was. I was like literally riding him and I was like, fuck a condom. I was like, shit. Like, Amanda. And yeah, I was so mad at myself.
That's what I'm saying. You fucked him with no condom and didn't even come. So that's on you.
I know.
That's on you, dude. I can't.
And I'm like, okay, Amanda girl, one, my tubes are tied. Yeah, okay, I know, so let us saying. Let the listeners understand that we have a very some risk.
Your
no
tubes
reward.
Are tied like, doesn't hide from STDs.
Absolutely, which I was like, man, girl, shame on you.
Yeah,
he looked like okay. He got a clean dick. He had a very clean dick.
Oh, because you can just see STDs.
Not STDs. I know. I truly, absolutely, I agree. And I also have an appointment. I also had an appointment. I'm like, okay, I already have my appointment scheduled.
Wait,
like,
wait.
But no, we're good. Absolutely, for sure. Wait. I already had an appointment scheduled, so I was like, okay, fuck. But I truly was like, man,
my doctor is gonna check.
Stupid girl. You know, we're here. But I was very disappointed in myself, and it was a lack of judgment.
I judged you.
Oh, for sure. And then, so we were able to wrap up and, like, you know, get all cleaned up. And you were like, hey, perfect timing, too. You were like, hey, I'm 15 minutes away or 10 minutes away. I was like, fucking perfect. I, like, go down his stairs, and I'm like, oh, la. And he's
she
like,
took a Snapchat of the whole
I
house.
I took a Snapchat. Way. I was like, oh, my God, look at this.
Look how poor we are.
Look
he's
how poor
not.
We are, and look how rich he is. And, yeah, that bed was so, he's like, did you get a good night's sleep? I was like, fuck, yeah, do you? He's like, yeah, like, he slept like the dead. And so we go downstairs, and, like, I'm getting my shit on, and he was like, so, do you need a ride or anything? And I was like, no, my best friend's coming. She'll be here in 10 minutes. And he was like, wow, okay. And he was like trying to make small talk with me in the morning, and he was so awkward about it. I was like, god damn it. Yep. But that's how he was when I got there in the evening. Like, he was super awkward, and just, I was like, oh, you are such a creative. Like, he truly is a very talented individual. So I was like, okay, like, I get it. And he was just kind of like, whew. And I just came in hot. I really did. I came in like SWAT team. And so, yeah, we were talking, and I was like, okay, well, and I was expecting a, like, for me, a goodbye, like, I may or may not see you again, like, is a big deep hug and a, like, just a bye or a kiss perhaps, right? Or a smooth line and, like, sends you out. This fool's like, are you hungry? Do you want an apple? And I was like, yeah, I'll take an apple. You got any other snacks? He's like, I got apples and oranges. So I was like, I'll take an apple. He was like, oh, did your friend want an apple? And I was like, no, she doesn't eat apples.
And like, then when she came and told me, I was like, how do you know I don't want an apple? She's like, bitch,
fucking apples, please.
Did you want one? When my mom cuts me up an apple.
It's like, unless you cut it up and there's a little peanut butter and a little side. No, she doesn't want it. So yeah, he gave me an apple.
And then he goes, like, is that a dog?
He's like, oh, is that? Oh, she drives a Jeep. That's great.
Because he had a Jeep.
Is that her dog?
And I was like, yeah, it's probably one of them. And so he like washes off my apple and wraps it in a little thing. He sends me on my merry. I was like, thanks.
Have a good one. He was like, yeah, later. And like, you all were taking bets on, like, his parents and shit. He comes from a good, wholesome fucking family. He's a whatever. He's a great guy. Yada, yada. A couple yellow flags here and there. But other than that, honestly, great lay to get me back in the game. Like, that, considering that was my first lay to get back in the game, I'm so impressed with myself.
It worked out very smoothly.
It was so
great. Got picked up and dropped off.
He was no drama.
Yeah.
I'll find out in a couple of days if I have an STD, but pretty sure I don't.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, it was a great way to get back in the game. And I was like, okay, bitch, still got it. Like, I still got it. I didn't think I lost it, but I just wanted to see where I fell on the spectrum. And, like, yeah, fool didn't text. I was like, I can't text him back. I even told you, I was like, I can't text him back because I'm constantly fly fishing for this fool.
But then you did.
But I fucking had this procedure done, and I was all fucked up on pills. And I was like, fuck it. I was like, this usually ain't me, but we should do that again sometime. And he was like, absolutely, we should. And like, smiley face. And I was like, for sure. He was like, how'd your day go? And I was like, honestly, well rested. It was a great, I had a great weekend. I mean, it was a great weekend. And I was like, how did your, you know, your parents' fucking thing go? Because he had something planned. Haven't heard since. That was like 5 days ago. So I'm like, okay, like, it is what it is, and that's that.
Yeah, you're not trying to date him.
Not trying to date him. Yeah, not trying to date him. But like, I would have loved to go to his little fancy parties and shit. Like, I'm a great plus one for that shit. So I'll leave the door open there. But for me, overall though, he's a vibe. So that's why I was like, I'll hold on to that one because that's a vibe. So, and he looks like someone cool to talk to. I don't know. We'll see. I got a couple others in the pot. We got a young gun. Got a 20-year-old who wants to show me what's what, but okay. You're a child, so we'll see.
Don't say that, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't fuck kids,
for
sure.
He's a young adult.
That's not what I meant. He's a young adult, but he's not even old enough to drink, and I'm not into that. But like, talking to him is so funny. I have to do it for the content, bro. I'm gonna let him pay.
Do it for the content,
I'm going to let him pay for a meal, absolutely. Yeah. That he can't drink at.
Yeah.
And I'm going to crack jokes the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see how well he takes it. And we're going to go from there. So I'm very excited for that. And then I'm going to meet this chick. So I'm super excited for her.
That's true.
And that's what I'm really looking forward to. So I'm at bats with the ladies. So many of these bitches are leaving me on red. And I'm like, okay, it is what it is. That's that. And it's also where we're from. There's not a huge pool where we're from. But also, I don't think I'm on the right app for the type of ladies that I want.
Is there like a Rainbow Club app or what?
Her, which is what we talked about. We talked about, you know, a few episodes ago. And the chick that I'm talking to now, she's like, bitch, I tried Bumble. I tried her. I tried her. You got to pay for.
Oh, that's dumb.
And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'll do any other things, but I will not do that.
Interesting.
So,
she'll pay for a lot of other things.
I'll pay for a lot of other things, okay? But not that.
Yeah.
I don't pay for that. And so, she's like, I've tried it. Yeah, same thing. And I was like, dude, you're charismatic. You remind me of me. I was like, not to be narcissistic, but you kind of remind me of me. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, like your vibe. Like, I'm with it. So we're going to see where it goes. I'm not holding my breath for a lot of these girls, but like, I definitely just want to fuck around and find out. And I just, So we'll see. I'm available. I'm open. I dipped my toe. Honestly, it was great. I got my pedicure done that day. Remember I told her? I was like, thank God I got my pedicure done that day because my feet were scratchy. Oh, they were so bad. They were so nasty. And now they were beautiful. And I put my feet on his face. And I was like, please, please, please suck my toes. And he was like, close. He wanted it. He like put my feet on his chest. And like my feet were here. And he kept doing like this. And I was like, oh my God, I swear to God, if he fucking sucks my toes right now, I'm going to nut. Like, oh my God. And he never did. And he never did. But I caught him looking at my feet and rubbing my heels. And I was like, yeah, bitch, those are sanded. That's fresh. That's the $85 pedicure, motherfucker. Like, get it, okay? Put those in your mouth, bitch. It's called a shrimp job. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, God, it feels so good. But never did. Never did. Next time though, we'll figure it out. I don't know.
Cecilia has cute feet.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I think I have cute feet and I love cute feet.
I do too.
I'll suck on a toe if it's what a girl likes, for sure. Especially if she
I'm
got
not
cute.
Gonna suck on
especially if she
toe.
Got cute ass feet, dude.
I'm not gonna suck on anyone's toes.
And it's clean
though.
And we're vibing and like, oh fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Mm-mm.
If they're
oh my
clean
God! I just
and
like the last two, like that pinky toe and the second to pinky toe, like those two.
Oh fuck!
Babe,
we're gonna try that.
No,
just
that.
Kidding.
Or if you guys were like in the hot tub and they were like you were in the shower together and you got oh fuck, fuck it, yep, put them in there. No.
Fucking foot fetish over here.
Not
okay.
Really. Like it doesn't get me off.
What's our
but...
song for today?
Okay, well.
I have a question for you.
Answer. He has a question for me.
Do you
oh
think
no.
You inspired any art from this guy?
Oh my God, no, because he had a very hyper-specific genre that he,
funny, they just see a bunch of like Aborigine women, just like, that'd be fucking funny,
what's this, oh, I call this Amazonian, no, his genre, not to be hyper, I don't want to like put him on blast because people are going to be like, bro, I heard this podcast, yo, dick.
Who he is.
But he has a very specific type of genre that he paints in. And it's, yeah, based off of, like, U.S. history, you know, people underrepresented in U.S. history. And I was like, cool. And, yeah, some other really.
Oh, that's really cool. Cool.
No, that's really cool. Like, for sure.
So
like,
I'm going to see a picture of you, like, in Colonial.
No, I would be flattered, bro.
Honestly, I don't think that's where he's going. He wanted an apple.
Like,
you
know that Sex and the City episode where she's like, the cunt. I'm going to paint your vagina. Yeah. But, yeah, just this fucking naked woman eating an apple. Her saggy ass titties. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. It's like, it's top sell. I even asked him, I was like, how much your paintings run usually? And because he had a fucking sick ass pack. He just had a nice stuff. And he was like, like $1,500 up to $10,000. Just depends on the piece. And I was like, yeah, that feels about right. I was like, so you're like, you're good. And he's like, yeah, and people pay for it for sure. If this looks like it. So, yeah, I think you're not going to see any of me floating around. Darn, I don't think I'm his muse, but whatever. You're welcome. But I know he had a good time, so that was all I was here for. But if he wants to tell me why, no, I'm just kidding. But that's the thing is, like, I don't want to date the fool, but, like, I would like to hit him up and be like,
fucking stop. He's ghosting you.
No, I know. No, I mean, like, it's like a 1:30 booty call file. Like, it's a nighttime booty call file. We're not going and grabbing coffee. We're not doing any of that. But if I'm hammered and I'm 10, 15 minutes away, yeah, like, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll probably shoot my shot. I'll be like, hey, you up? And guarantee you,
I think,
like,
that's fine. Yup. Yeah.
And I think that's a great zone to play in for me specifically. And that's where I'm at with that. So
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because we're the podcast for the people, by the people.
Don't forget to email us, direct message, which is DM us.
Help anything you
might want us to talk about or questions you want us to ask people.
Yeah.
Or any stories you have about dating life. Anything like that.
So for those of you who are dating, what's it like for you out there? Like, because I'm not trying to date, I'm trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in a little bit I'll try to date, but I don't think girls are into that. Can you tell me what other girls are into so I know what I'm doing wrong? But yeah, email us or go to our website at realtalksundays.com and tell us what your dating life is like. We're here to listen and put it on blast. Okay. Our song for this episode. Let me get to where I was. I'm so popular. Popular. Fucking. This is a fucking, there's two songs, two versions I played this, right? So you can listen to this slowed or you can listen to this, but the song is called Both, right?
Both, get it? She wants both men and women.
Both, absolutely. Yes. It's, you know, a Tiesto's VIP mix, right? Featuring 21 Savage. So originally by Tiesto, but it's also slowed. So you guys can enjoy fast or slowed. I prefer both as well. So that's our song for today is Both by Tiesto. Click the link in our bio to listen now.